If you're heading to Spain, Portugal or Italy at the end of this week, you might get water splashed. Water pistol protesters plan to target tourists at a number of holiday hotspots, including Barcelona, Mallorca, Ibiza, Tenerife, Venice and Lisbon. The protests are organised by the Southern Europe Network Against Touristification, who want to highlight the social and environmental costs of over-tourism. Barcelona protester Geroni has been speaking to our reporter Sheila Nocton.
We've seen this resentment a little bit towards like tourists for the last few years. I think it's mostly caused by other problems that we have here in Barcelona, but not only here. So, for instance, the housing situation is pretty complicated. The housing prices are really high, and it feels like they're being driven up by tourism and Airbnbs and stuff. We keep being told that tourism brings revenue and it brings wealth, but to be fair, like most people cannot see that. It's not apparent in everyone's lives. Most people who work in tourism get paid very little. And also, the protest feels like a way to deal with a problem where the government is not acting. So I feel like a more appropriate way for us to deal with this would be to regulate Airbnbs and hotels, but the government hasn't done that effectively. This feels like a way for the people to address the problem, yeah? So make Barcelona a little less attractive. Also, at the same time, it feels a bit hypocritical because like, I feel like most of us have traveled abroad for holidays and stuff. So same way we don't like mass tourism, we should then also abstain from visiting other places, maybe.
You think that there are actions that can be taken by your government to help with some of these issues?
Yeah. So I believe some actions have been taken. So like they're looking closely at like Airbnb licenses. So they make sure that no illegal Airbnbs are being used. But it still feels like housing has become an asset for people to profit off, people and investment funds and stuff. So it just feels like it's not enough action is being taken.
That's protester there, Geroni. Well, let's talk now to Stephen Bergen, who's a journalist in Barcelona. So, Stephen, water pistols at the ready for this weekend. Is it an effective form of protest?
Well, it seems to be effective because I'm here talking to you about it. And yesterday I was interviewed by somebody in North Carolina about this. So I think, you know, it's not personal. I don't think anyone has any personal vindictiveness towards individual tourism, but I think it's worked as in terms of the media. It's certainly worked. Yes, it's got publicity. It's got attention to the fact that people are very dissatisfied, and you know, not just in Barcelona, but many places are feeling that it's all, you know, we've reached a sort of tipping point with tourism and the number of tourists and the impact. I mean, this particular demonstration is really about the impact on everyday life of residents. You know, your speaker there mentioned housing, but it's also the stress it puts on public transport and public space, and the sense really that tourists are given priority over residents. I think that's really at the heart of it.
And of course, in many cities as well, it's the stress that it puts on the environment and the infrastructure in terms of the climate impact as well.
Well, yes, and I think maybe people should start thinking about, you know, people are sort of conscious about recycling and about maybe getting a hybrid or an electric car and, you know, doing their bit for the environment. Well, another bit we could all do is travel less. I mean, it's part of the problem is that it's very, very cheap. And as you know, if you live in Dublin and it's been raining for weeks, the temptation of getting a 100 euro flight to the Costa is overwhelming.
And in terms of the balance then, because there is this balance, I suppose, that has to be faced by the authorities in terms of the tourism industry and the employment that it provides and the money it generates for the local economy.
Well, yes, but it's odd as an industry, and there's been no assessment of where that balance might lie. I mean, if you run an amusement park, you know, Disney World, then you work out what facilities you need for your offering to people and what facilities you need, like, I don't know, restaurants and toilets or whatever. And then when all the tickets have been sold, you say, well, we're full for today, But this type of tourism, and particularly in cities, there's no concept of we're full. And so there's nothing that actually could be described as management.
Okay. Stephen, thank you very much. Stephen Bergen joining us live from Barcelona. It's 7:31. This is Morning Ireland. And Brian is here with a news update.